This is Sandy Brown Jensen, and you're listening to Viz City, KLCC's Arts Review Program. The Emergency Relief Fund, called Artist Relief, has released the results from a new survey assessing how artists are impacted by COVID-19. 62% of artists have become fully unemployed. 66% of artists are unable to access the resources necessary for their work. And 80% do not have a plan to recover after the crisis. These are extremely harsh financial realities faced by artists right here in our listening area. Not just artists are suffering, but galleries and museums we all know and love are also teetering on the edge of collapse and need our help to save them. Our best example is Maud Kern's Art Center here in Eugene. Their fundraising innovations feature first an online exhibit and fundraiser called A Change of Space. Jump in and be treated to some of Sarkis Antikagian's biggest, brightest garden paintings ever. Linda Davenau's signature black and white photography is there, celebrating luminous Oregon dunes and silky waterfalls. Shelley Friedenberg's terrific glazed stoneware sculptures are available. I'm very drawn to add Fancy Little Owl and Snow Cub to the little collection I've already begun. Hannah Goldrich Jewelry, Frank Gozar's Ceramic Sculptures. It's an online cornucopia of opportunity for both collectors and gift givers. Maud Kearns is also fundraising through Amazon Smile. Go to the mkartcenter.org website and click on the Amazon Smile link to change your charity of choice to benefit our local art center. Maud Kearns is also registered as one of Market of Choice's 4% beneficiaries. So again, the mkartcenter.org link will guide you through the simple process of registering your card. Then every time you shop at Market of Choice, Maud Kearns will receive 4% of your purchase price. Artists and gallerists are trying hard to keep their heads above water during these difficult times. And these are practical ways we can reach out and help. Viz City is co-produced by Terry Way and Sandy Brown Jensen.